Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the Weekend Edition. Corey and I are starting out the show with Glenn Downs. About two segments in, we're going to be back with Glenn talking about a totally unrelated subject, but a subject that I think is very, very important. Corey and I hope that you guys had a very, very great holiday. For those of you of the New Testament, hope you had a great Christmas. For those of you from the Old Testament, hope you had a great Hanukkah season. Having said that, we're going to be talking with Jeff Dice at the conclusion of this particular hour. Glenn, you know, Jeff is a good friend of yours. He's a good friend of ours. He's talking about the case for optimism, and I'd like to know what Glenn Downs at this holiday time of year thinks about that subject.
Well, first of all, Al, thank you very much for having me back. It's always great. And you know, one thing to be optimistic about, and as you know, I'm not overly optimistic, generally speaking, but one thing to be optimistic about is starting with where you began this segment, talking about people of the Old and the New Testament. You know, hey, God is sovereign. And in the midst of all of the turmoil and challenges in the world, at the end of the day, we might do it the hard way, we might do it the easy way, but at the end of the day, His will be done. And that's to me, a terrific reason for optimism in a real macro sense. If you want to drill down a little further down into the more material world and the world which we're living in today, you know, one reason for optimism is that even if in the face of somebody with me with a generally negative economic outlook about some of the challenges that we're facing, the fact of the matter is because of things like the Corlin Economics Report, things like other resources, the Von Mises Institute and others, people have got the opportunity to really train themselves up, be situationally aware in ways that we couldn't have done years and years ago. So as somebody that's had the opportunity to travel a great many places around the world in my adult life and seen people that have lived, societies that have lived far less economically advantaged lives than we have become accustomed to here in the West. The fact of the matter is, even in those kinds of societies, there are people, groups of people and individuals and firms that live very, very well, and that they have the opportunity to, because they are, at least in part because they are aware of the ebbs and flows of the economy and of the society, developed the knack for sort of getting on the right side of history and benefiting from that in terms of their lifestyle economically and being able to be in a position to help their family and friends. And so we've got tremendous resources thanks to the internet and the like that we just didn't exist even 20 years ago. So that to me is something to be optimistic about. And then in the field of government in which I serve, which I think is in Congress, it's a pretty dysfunctional place. And I'm not super optimistic, but we do have a new Congress coming in. And if we want to give some of these elected officials the benefit of the doubt, there is the opportunity here. We'll find out, maybe trust but verify kind of thing. We'll find out whether our newly elected Republican Senate and our strengthened Republican majority in the House now has the courage of its convictions after having presumably cleared the deck of a lot of issues in that so-called Cromnibus bill. And it was an approach to which I profoundly disagreed, but it was done and now it's passed and it's beyond us. So now there's no good reason not to be a little more faithful and true to the principles that we at least claim to espouse and believe in. And we've got the majorities, we've got the numbers to do it. And if if things can be turned around and mitigated and made better, now's the time. We've got the tools and the majority are there. So heading into the new year, I think if you add those things up in government and in our personal lives and then our existential lives, there are causes for hope.
Glenn, I think that there is a lot to be optimistic about. I know that talking with Al and all of our guests on a daily basis, we do talk about a lot of negative aspects, especially in the financial markets, along with government. But when we look around, we are still, I think, very lucky to be living in the countries that we live in. I live in Canada. You guys live down in the U.S. I think that there are plenty of good aspects of not necessarily, I guess, individual government policies moving forward, but I think in the way of communities moving forward, and I look around, and I know that in Vancouver here, that we do have a community feel in many areas, and, you know, I really think that in the U.S. too, it's not that bad. Yes, there is always turmoil, but the fact of the matter is, we are still living in one of the best countries in the world. Some people might disagree with me. I think it's still one of the best in the world. And barring any major, major black swans or negative events, I think that it will remain that way for a little while longer, at least. And that, to me, is optimistic, because if we always look at the negative side of things, then you're just going to be spinning your wheels and, I think, going down a bad path. That I think people need to stay optimistic, because that makes everything around you, or it can, better.
Well, I got to tell you, before you jump in, Glenn, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Everybody has to try. You've got to do the best that you can. Just sitting and complaining accomplishes absolutely nothing, except that, you know, well, it does accomplish one thing. You might reach for a glass of good red wine or a good bottle of red wine or what have you, because you get so discouraged. But I got to tell you, you know, it's the one thing I like about the people on the show. The one thing I like about folks like you, Glenn, is, you know, you guys are doers. You don't just sit. You are trying as hard as you can to make a difference. And I know you and your boss, Congressman Walter Jones, you guys are making a difference.
Well, I like to think we're at least moving the needle. And one, just to reinforce something Corey just said, why we see this direction of the change that our country has been going in, our countries have been going in, and it's not, in my view, a positive direction. That being said, you have to realize where we start off from. And my worst day in my job and in my community and my life is better than most of the people on the planet's best day in their life. You know, we routinely will go to restaurants and to shows. And I mean, I'm not talking about just me and people in Washington, D.C. I mean, all of us, everybody listening to this. We go to events and do things and drive vehicles and live in homes that are beyond the imagination of the majority of the people on the planet. And if you go out far out into Western China or Sub-Saharan Africa and see people literally living in either mud huts or in homes made from a kind of adobe style mud bricks and things, and see the grinding poverty and the great oppression that a great many people, frankly a majority of the people on the world, live on a fraction of the resources that we enjoy. And so it's easy to forget that when we see, hey, we start at a certain point. We want things to get better. I think that's a natural human trait. But we see things getting worse in many aspects, and we despair over that. But it's because of that, it's also easy to forget how blessed we are and how, you know, we were people that were born on third base and sometimes think we hit a triple. So that is something I think we should be mindful of here this time of year. Remember just how blessed we have been.
I would agree 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. company update, a very important company update we're going to chat about right now. By the way, I hope that everybody had a very, very pleasant holiday. Just a wonderful time of year, I have to say that. We're talking with Arturo Prestamo. Arturo, things are going very well down at Santa Cruz.
Yes, we're very, very pleased on how Rosario is moving along so far. The third ball mill is now on commercial production. We should be announcing it shortly. And the mine is looking very, very strong, very robust today. So costs are coming down significantly as the third ball mill just came into production. And we're making some efficiencies that our investors will start looking by first quarter next year.
Arthur, I know the last time we chatted with you, you had mentioned that the next production, I guess, milestone was to bring on this third ball mill. Now it is, from my understanding and from what you just said, pretty much functional. What type of production increases does this allow you guys at Santa Cruz to achieve?
Yes, Corey. Well, this third ball mill on its own is for 400 tons per day, right? And the previous two ball mills we have, both together, will allow you to run 300 tons per day. So the three ball mills now give us a milling capacity of 700 tons per day, right? Our mine, Rosario Mine, today is designed for 450, 500 tons per day. But we have the ability to bring ore from a nearby miner, and we're about to engage into an agreement for a couple of years. We will have some supply there for additional 200 tons. So our target here will be to run the 700 tons per day milling capacity, non-stop at full capacity. And that would allow us to increase production significantly in Corey, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.3 million ounces of silver equivalent on a yearly basis.
Okay, Arturo, and that's right around your guidance, I believe, isn't it, for 2015?
Yeah, we'll set up a guidance, and we'll come with an official guidance in the next coming weeks. But it should be around that around those numbers.
Now, Arturo, let's switch it up to the San Felipe project here. I know that due to some people, and actually a lot of people would say struggling silver prices, you are still moving forward with the San Felipe mine, but right now working on more permitting-type aspects so that mine is ready to go when you feel conditions are satisfactory?
That's exactly right, Corey. I mean, in light of today's market's volatility, right, we thought it was not the most appropriate thing to do to start building a mine, right? So, but nevertheless, I mean, we want to be ready to make a construction decision anytime next year. So we haven't held all those permitting process, all those small things that you need to do that take time, but they're not very expensive, but they take time for you to before building a mine. So we're getting pretty much, now we have most permits on hand, the explosive permit, the MIA permit for the main dam, the tailings dam as well. So we're moving forward in all those small items that will allow us to, once we make a construction decision, to immediately start building that mine, right? But we stopped some of them, let's say, big ticket items, as some of them beats and some areas that we were trying to start doing back then, right? But nevertheless, I mean, what we would like to accomplish here is that by any time after first quarter next year, we will be in a position where if we decide to build that mine, we can just start moving forward, and in 12 months after, you should have that mine up and running.
You know, we were talking about Santa Cruz, Arturo, on the show here just, I guess, a couple of weeks ago or thereabouts, and the way I would view Santa Cruz is, for people who are interested in companies that appear to be on the way, and I have to use the word appear, not because I want to, but simply because legally you have to do that, but you guys are really, you guys are moving into being, I would have to say, a very serious mid-tier producer, and then after that, I'm assuming that you can expand it even further.
that's exactly right. Just to give you a big picture, I mean, Rosario will give you next year, let me be conservative, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 million ounces, which we will announce shortly for the budget of next year. Let's say 2 million ounces 2015, Tafalipe. Once it's up and running, we should give you around 3.3 million ounces. Both mines with low cash cost, all-in cash cost equivalent pounds. So you should be in the above the 5 million ounces right there, right? And you still have Gavilanes, which it's proving to be one of our strongest assets, and we will mature that property once the right time comes, right? But, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the company's in a very solid position to keep growing and be more than mid-tier silver producer in the next coming years.
Well, your financial statements are looking pretty darn good, I have to say. So it strikes me that your cash flow coming in, you know, as shown on your income statement, it strikes me that you're not totally self-sufficient yet, but you're really getting to the point where revenues are going to start totally covering expenses. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, Al. And that was one of the main reasons we want to have this third ball mill up and running, because that will make the whole difference. I mean, the previous months, we were running on a mine rate of 450 tons per day. So we were incurring costs of mining 450 tons per day, right? But our bottleneck was the ball mill, right? We were not able to mill more than 300 tons per day. So we were having the cost of a 450 ton per day mine, but not the benefit of a 450 ton production, right? So now the mill and the ball and the mine aligned, and the mill being ready to give us the 450 tons that the mine is pulling out, that will definitely you will see economics significantly stronger this next quarter, and we would like to leverage on the extra milling capacity by sourcing third party ore as we have done in the past.
A couple of things about this company that are interesting, and a couple of things I need to say during the course of this interview. First of all, this is very much a remote. Arturo Prestamo is down in Mexico right now, and we have him on a cell phone. But so when you have a turnaround in companies like this that are this important, sometimes it's worth the, I guess I'd have to say, somewhat challenging communications. But quite apart from that, I also want to say something that's really important, and that is there is more, I guess I would have to use the word passion here, that I see in a lot of mining companies, because Arturo and his family have been involved in this situation since it was a private company. They've taken it public, and it's just, boy, the passion is huge. Interest of full disclosure, also want to say that Corey owns stock in Santa Cruz, and I'll be in there next year after I give you my normal notice. Arturo, always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the first hour of the Corlin Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Glenn Downs. We're going to talk a little bit about that incident that happened in New York City. And there's a number of things that we'd like to bring up about that. This gentleman, Ismael Brinsley, guy had a long criminal record. He was violent. He was suicidal. He scared his mother, etc. I'm not sure how, when you have someone with that temperament, walk up and kill two people, let alone two policemen. I'm not sure why this has to include the Police Benevolent Association. I'm not sure why it has to include Al Sharpton. I really think this thing has been way blown out of proportion by everybody. More than just the media. I mean, when you say, how can you kill two people and have that be blown out of proportion, that's not what I'm trying to say at all. What I'm trying to say here is that bad things do happen. I really question that this is something that was brought about by the protesters or the non-protesters or what have you. I think you just had a very unstable man who did something that was clearly something that only somebody very unstable would do. Mr. Downs, you think I'm nuts?
No, I think you're probably somewhere in the general neighborhood of being right there, Al. There are a lot of disturbing patterns
somewhere
here.
Somewhere in the general neighborhood.
Well, by that I mean that there are a lot of disturbing patterns in this story, but they may not be the disturbing patterns that the mainstream media are trying to hype up and promote. And also the patterns suggested by the Police Benevolent Association up in New York. You know, if you go back before this incident of the two cops being executed gangland style by the gentleman from Baltimore that you just referenced, there have been a lot of friction between the mayor of New York and the police union there. Very recently, you'll recall, there was an incident where two police officers on tape, you know, there's a lot of video of this, were roughed up by the crowd, and accosted by a crowd in a really physical way. And Mayor de Blasio said, well, he referred to it as an alleged assault on police officers. So there have been a lot of incidents up to this. So one of the things that I find interesting that's been underreported, and we discussed briefly off mic, is that the fact that if there's a pattern here, one pattern is that this guy is a recent convert, apparently, to Islam, and had posted verses of the Quran on his Facebook page, and had alleged ties to some Islamist groups, and that's been explored. If people Google that and do a little poking around the internet, you can find lots of leads on that. But it's not just a lead that the politically correct mainstream media does seem to want to follow. So there are patterns here, but they may not be the patterns that the mainstream media or the Police Benevolent Association or Mayor de Blasio would like us to follow, because it might take us in another direction entirely.
Well, actually, the New York Daily News, I wouldn't call it necessarily big-time mainstream, but I would call it kind of pretty much a mainstream press, did bring that out among a lot of the other sites. I do find it interesting that if in fact he was a convert to the Muslim faith, that wasn't brought up in the mainstream media. It just shows you how much is being left out at points like this. I don't know, some people would argue, well, it should be, but I'm not sure I'd argue with that. Anyway, didn't mean to cut you off.
No, well, thanks for that. Well, you know, a lot more heat has been brought here lately rather than light on this situation between the police and the citizens that they're supposed to protect and serve. Most police, and I've had the opportunity in my career to work directly, I've never been a law enforcement officer, but to work directly with some. And the great majority of officers really are there with the intention to serve and protect. You do have some others that have, and particularly in this modern era where you've gotten away from Andy Griffith-style police officers and more like military police coming back from places like Fallujah, and they interact with the citizenry less like civilian police force and more like a militarized police force, and you see a rise of these incidents between police and civilians. And you have had instances where people sure look like there at least ought to be a trial when somebody died at the hand of a policeman, a trial so a jury can decide whether the person's guilty or not. But there were, find the charges were never brought, or they were brought in front of taken to a grand jury at secret proceedings, and no charges were brought. Somebody died, and no one knew why. The person didn't even go to trial. So that has raised some of these protests. And you see on the left and the right, you see from the more people that are more civil libertarian bit, you see concerns about this rising militarization of, you know, flashbang grenades and no-knock raids on houses. And you see some really tragic stories in the news and on the internet about innocent people who have died at the hands of overly zealous police officers. But that being said, you know, there's nothing that justifies anything like what's happened up there in New York. And whatever problems there are, that is obviously not the way to handle it. But it's very dangerous when you have large segments of the population who do come to believe, right or wrong, that police are not there to protect them, but they're there to assault them, and then they decide they're going to take law into their own hands, vigilante style. If we start going down that road, that's a really dangerous way to go. So let's just hope things cool down here some.
Well, the fact of the matter, guys, is that 2014 was a very bad year for police relations, especially on a racial front. We had a number of stories that, barring all the evidence, seem like some police overreacted, but then we also do need to respect that these people have a very, very difficult job, and I think right now our country is really battling with a dislike for the administration, and that's tying into every other aspect of society that may be related to that, which goes along with the police. And I think that the police right now might be a little nervous going out on the beat just because they have a lot of people who don't trust them. And when you don't have trust in your law enforcement officers, then people start to take matters into their own hands and things can get really ugly. And then you have stories like this where, was this a racially motivated crime or was it a religiously motivated crime? There are so many open ends to this that can go so many negative directions, I think. And I really hope that 2015 is a completely different year, because right now, when we have stories like this that have seemed to be coming out on a monthly basis for the last few months, there is no way in my eyes that tensions are going to lessen with this type of news, I don't think. Al?
Well, kind of a different subject that we talked about with you, Glenn, in the first segment of the show. It's not quite as upbeat as what we talked about before, but I have to agree completely with what Corey is saying for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is things simply have to change. You know, I made a comment probably, oh gosh, 3 or 4 years ago when I said, you know, when things start to get bad economically, and, you know, in light of the news that came out last Tuesday, in terms of, you know, great GDP, great numbers, et cetera, one, you know, the average person would think that, well, things are okay economically, but I would argue that point, but that's, you know, for a different time in a different place. But having said that, I suggested that we would have a rise in social unrest in this country, and that it would probably be happening once people were somewhat distraught about the economic situation. And that's, I think that's what's going on right now. Right now, the people who seem to be getting, you know, the brunt of this are people who are in lower income stratas, and I guess you couldn't expect it to be any different. But boy, I'll tell you, as we talked about in an editorial pre-recorded that'll be in the next hour, boy, I sure hope that 2015 is going to be different. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, after Glenn Downs here to wrap up the first hour of the show, we've got our friend Jeff Dice with us right now. Jeff is in a hurry. He's on his way to take his son Charlie to a basketball game down in Auburn. I'm going to tell you, man, I bet you it's not raining down there.
No, beautiful today, actually.
Yeah, kind of not like the Northwest, but, you know, it still is. It still is a good feeling around here. You know, speaking of good feelings, Jeff, you gave a speech at a recent Mises conference in Southern California, and it was called The Case for Optimism. You know, there's too much pessimistic stuff going on, and this is not the time of year to be chatting about that stuff. I want to hear about your speech a little bit.
Well, it was just that. It was basically a case for libertarian optimism, and it was based sort of on two main points. First of all is that states or governments are doing a pretty good job themselves of falling apart. In other words, most governments, including our own here in the United States, are unsustainable, at least in some part on a fiscal level. So those of us who desire more liberty, which is to say less government, we really don't have to worry so much about bringing down governments because they're making promises in the area of entitlements that they'll never be able to keep. And hence, they're going to lose credibility with huge segments of the population when these realities start to become apparent over the next, let's say, 20 to 50 years. So that's not really our task. Our task is more to define what a more libertarian future might look like. And I would submit that that future is really based on technology. It's based on people communicating across borders instantaneously. And I think it's actually quite bright if you step back and look at it in that sense.
Jeff, how much weight do you put on the libertarian viewpoint that has been adopted by the younger generation coming up now? It feels to me like some of the, I guess, people more in my age and even a bit younger have taken more to heart the libertarian mentality, and I think that is a good thing for us moving forward.
Well, it's interesting. I would say that most libertarians are under 45. I would definitely say that. I'm not sure I would say that most millennials are libertarians per se or natural libertarians. When I say millennials, I mean 25 or under. But I would say this, is that they share with libertarians a deep and abiding distrust of government and a deep and abiding sense that government just can't do things. In other words, young people may not agree that we shouldn't have foreign aid. They may not agree with that conceptually, but they do agree that the U.S. federal government botches foreign aid and distributes it badly, and it oftentimes goes to dictators and doesn't do anything to help the people it's purported to help. So they seek out different ways to help people, whether that's via charity, via micro-lending, which is now possible on a global scale, via technological outreach, social media platforms. So I do think there's an intersection there. I think we've got our work cut out for us. But nonetheless, there's no question that younger people are taking a whole new look at government. I think it's because they have to, because they know that the numbers just aren't working out for them. Social Security is working against them. Housing prices are working against them. The entitlement future is working against them. College loans and college tuition prices are working against them. So they've really been put into a corner where the old system that worked for their baby boomer parents, which is grow up, try to get good grades, go to college, don't get into trouble, graduate from college, get a job, get married, get a house, have kids. Oftentimes, that's just not even within the scope of possibility. And I think that they're wanting to know why there's been such a fundamental economic shift in just a generation or two.
You know, in terms of the subject that we're dealing with right now, on the one hand, it could be construed to be very, very optimistic, and on the other hand, it could be construed to be pessimistic. I'm of the former, not of the latter, I have to say. But, you know, the question that I have, Jeff, along those lines is, it strikes me that demographics being what they are in the United States, I think the type of person that you're describing right now is clearly in the minority, don't you?
Well, yes, and I think that in any society, people who are actively engaging in a concerted effort for political or cultural change are always a minority. Murray Rothbard wrote a very famous multi-volume treatise about colonial America. It's both a regular history of colonial America, but also an economic history. And really, if you read that, you'll understand what is meant by fence-sitters, and that means that, you know, perhaps 20 to 40% of colonials in the United States, or what preceded the United States, were actively in favor of maintaining relations with King George and England. Maybe 20 to 40% were actively seeking to rebel and form an entirely new United States, which is what happened. And then there was that big spread in the middle that we could call fence sitters that just sort of went along for the ride. And, you know, everybody loves a winner, right? So I think that whichever side can determine that it has the better answers, not for a utopia, but for a better economy, a more stable economy, and a freer society, is the one that's going to win. So I don't think we should ever fall for the misconception that we have to be a majority, because we don't.
Jeff, I think that's a very good point that you bring up, and kind of leads me to my next question here, is that to really grow this movement, and I struggle to call it a movement because libertarianism, I believe, has been around forever. I like to think that there is some politician or some faction out there that is making a run for maybe not the presidency, but at least they have their ideas and economic theories being heard by the politicians that we have right now, and that's how something I believe that can slowly build and snowball and turn into something bigger and better. Do you think we have a movement like that going on inside politics right now?
Well, not so much inside politics. Some people are very hopeful that Rand Paul will run in 2016 and that will affect the national dialogue and introduce some libertarian ideas into the mix. Certainly Ron Paul running twice for president did a lot to bring libertarian ideas out. But I think it's going to be a mixture of things. I think it's going to be something that happens across the culture, across the economy, across age groups. In other words, people are just going to see the natural superiority of things like Uber and Lyft. People are going to see the natural superiority of payment systems other than the U.S. dollar, which seems to be losing its value so rapidly to most people. I think people are going to see the natural superiority of allowing contractual arrangements. They're going to see the superiority of not spending so much money putting people in cages for victimless drug crimes. You know, so it's really kind of that Atlas is shrugging, and that liberty is gaining ground almost by default because statism is doing everything so badly. It can't, you know, we can't remake whole societies like Afghanistan and Iraq in our image, a Western democracy. But beyond that, we can't even fix potholes in any town in USA. So government's failing. And I think that my own personal optimism is born almost of default as people realize this.
I got to tell you, man, I thought I'd have to take issue with one thing that you said. It's not because I disagree with you, but it's because, you know, you talk about the falling U.S. dollar. If you asked 75% to 80% of the people in this country right now, how was the U.S. dollar doing? Everybody would say, hey, according to the headlines, it's stronger than ever, and I believe the headlines.
Well, it's stronger relative to other fiat currencies at the moment, perhaps, but the average American buys goods and services right here in America. They don't go around exchanging their dollars for foreign currency. And it appears to be doing well against oil, and certainly the price of a barrel of oil has dropped of late, but that has nothing to do with the Fed or central bank policy. So I'm convinced that certainly in the long term, while the dollar might be strong against other currencies, average Americans are going to start to really see that the unprecedented increase in the monetary base since the 2008 crash is going to find its way into CPI. It's not going to remain tied up in asset bubbles like the stock market forever.
Maybe I am the eternal pessimist, and I don't think I am. I enjoy life to the fullest, etc., etc. But I got to tell you, I think the subject that you just got done discussing, the average American doesn't even have a clue what all that means. You got the final word, bud.
Well, that's why they have to go to Mises.org, Al, and find out and get themselves a clue. That's the difference between now and 30 years ago.
You know, I got to tell you, Irish Tony made an interesting comment, and he said, you know, he listened to you last week on the show, and he said, you know, it's a damn shame that more people in the United States aren't aware of Mises.org, aren't aware of the Mises Institute, you know. And I would have to echo that thought. I agree 100%. I mean, it's just common sense. But, you know, to put common sense into practice, a price is going to have to be paid in this country. And the million-dollar question I have is, are people going to be willing to pay that price? I don't know. We'll see. Hey, stick around. We're going to be right back with the second hour of the show, and the last two segments of the second hour should be pretty special. We're going to have Grant Williams with us from Singapore.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corwin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.